The holy grail of prostate cancer research at the moment remains trying to determine which cancers are dangerous and likely to cause death, and which can be safely monitored over time. Now, new genetic tests of prostate tissue purport to help make this determination. Ballantyne Carter, a prostate cancer expert at Johns Hopkins, comments.
There are three ways that we can collect information to determine whether a person has a prostate cancer that's going to harm them. It can be a blood test, a urine test, or it could be tissue. The recent excitement has been over tissue tests that use tissue from prostate biopsies to look at the expression of genes. And there are a number of companies that have gotten into this area. The question is whether the tests work and whether our healthcare system or whether a person should fork out over $3,000 for a test. I think we're on the right track, but there are some major hurdles.
Carter says for now, don't spend the money. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.